I want to invite you to take your Bible, and I want you to stand, your iPad, iPhone, whatever you have. If you don't have any of it, the scripture's on the screen that I'm going to share with you today. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, and I want to call your attention to one verse of scripture, that being verse 24. Notice what it says. It said, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize." Now somebody said, "Pastor Benny, it doesn't matter who wins or who loses." Well, if that's true, why do we keep score? Apparently it does. Now I believe we ought to be good sportsmen. We ought to be good sportsmen whether we win or lose. And I'm going to be honest with you, in life you're probably going to lose more than you're going to win. We ought to be good sportsmen. It's never pleasing to God for us not to show good sportsmanship. But it says, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain." So run that ye may obtain or win. Folks, this week God placed this message on my heart. The title of the message is Life Lessons from Football for the New Year. Life's lessons from football for the new year. One lady said to me between services, she said, "Pastor Benny, this week, the entire week, my husband, the TV's been on, and it seems like all he's done is watch football. It's been football, football, football." Well, if you've got your TV on, I don't know if you're aware of it, but there are over 40 different college football bowl games. I mean, yes, somebody clapped on that. Over 40 college football games. I love what Irma Bombeck said. She said, "If a man watches 3 football games in a row, he should be declared legally dead." Amen? I remember one year I'd watched several football games, and Barbara got frustrated, and she said to me, she said, "Benny, do you love me more than football?" I said, "College or pro?" Well, we love football. I've been watching football. I watched the Tennessee Vols. They played a powerhouse. Well, yes, you can clap on that. They played one of the greatest teams in football and just handedly defeated that football team. It was a great game. Then the Georgia Bulldogs played, and they played a subpar 6-6 team. They barely squeaked by and saved the coach's job for another year, but it's been a great year in college football. But I began to think this week, there's got to be more to this. There's got to be more to this than just football. And there's got to be principles and precepts that we can learn from football that are applicable to our lives, that we can apply to our lives and make our lives better as we approach this new year. Let me give you 5 principles. They're principles from football, but they're actually principles from the Bible that we can apply to life in 2017. Principle number 1 is this. Every person, that includes you, every person must have the right foundation. Every person must have the right foundation. And ladies and gentlemen, that foundation for life, it's not your career. That foundation for life, it's not alcohol. It's not drugs. It's not relationships. It's not fame. It's not fortune. That foundation for Christ, for life, must be none other than Jesus Christ. It must be Christ. Because 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11 says, "For other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus." Now, we have a football team at Rock Springs Christian Academy. I've got a young man right here, Dawson. I want you to come. Dawson's on our football team. His name's Dawson Livingston. He's one of our better players. I'd go this year and I'd watch Dawson play. And Dawson would carry the ball. And literally, they'd be games Dawson would score 3 or 4 touchdowns. Literally, they would be players hanging on Dawson. And Dawson would carry them down the line and score a touchdown. It brought back memories of when I used to play. But Dawson was certainly one of our better players, and he did a great job. But Dawson, I want to teach you something. I want to teach this congregation. I want to teach everyone listening today something. Dawson, this is football. No doubt you carried this football. But you know, Dawson, I want you to take 2 feet. I want you to take both of your feet, and I want you to stand on that football. Dawson said it's not going to work. Dawson, boy, I'm not going to try that. I tell you what, I'm too old to try that. It's just not going to work. Because here as Dawson is seated, what Dawson, I pray, realizes, ladies and gentlemen, is you can't stand on football. And you can't stand on a relationship. You can't stand on your career. You can't stand on your finances. You can't stand on anything other than Jesus Christ. You say, I've got a great job. You can't stand on that job. You can't stand on your health. You can't stand on any person. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. What we learn from football is this, is Jesus Christ must be your foundation in life. You can't stand on your education. You can't stand on alcohol. You can't stand on drugs. Because let me tell you something, folks, not any of those things are a solid foundation. The only solid foundation for life is Jesus Christ. Everything else is fleeting. Everything else will pass. Everything else is not stable. The only stable thing about life is Jesus Christ. See, every person must have the right foundation. Let me tell you something else I learned about football. And I learned this. Every person is important. Every person is important. I didn't realize this. 2 years ago, Barbara and I watched this movie called Blindside. It's a great story, Blindside. It's the story about Michael Orr, but it's a tremendous story. But watching that story, this is what I learned. The person who makes the most money in football is the quarterback. He's the one who passes the ball. But the second highest paid person is an offensive lineman. Now, I never had a lot of affinity, and I never had a lot of appreciation for offensive linemen. I just saw them as big old guys. Many of them big enough to eat hay and dumb enough to enjoy it. I mean, I just saw him as offensive lineman. But then I realized something. The second highest paid player on the offensive line is the left offensive lineman. And the reason why he is he protects the blind side of that quarterback when he goes back to pass. That left offensive lineman. There's a coach that I greatly admire. And he does this. Every time a running back scores a touchdown, he makes that running back go in the end zone, place that ball down, and go thank those offensive linemen for blocking for him. Because had not those offensive linemen blocked, there's no way he would have got into the end zone. Now, here's what we need to realize, folks, in the church. Every person is important. See, how do you become a part of the church? Well, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 12 and 11, for by one Spirit are we baptized into one body. See, keep in mind, the head of the church is Jesus Christ. He's the head, folks. He's the head. But understand something. We are His body. You are a part of the body of Christ. Now, here's what's amazing. 1 Corinthians 12 and 21 says this. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. What's it saying, folks? It's saying like one part of the body can't say, I'm more important than you are. There is no need of you. And that's why I so encourage people that, folks, you need to be a part of a local church. You need to be a part of the body of Christ. Because think about this. These fingers are no good unless they're connected to the wrist. And this wrist is no good unless it's connected to the arm. What I'm trying to say, folks, we work in conjunction with each other. That's why we need each other. We're strengthened by each other. We're all parts of the body of Christ. Folks, even the Lone Ranger had Tonto, amen? We need each other. Think about this. If you take my hand and you cut it off and you place it out into the yard today, how valuable is it? It's of no value because it's been disconnected from the body. And ladies and gentlemen, what we need to realize is every person is important. Because always remember this. Christ has no hands but our hands to do his work today. He has no feet but our feet to lead men in the way. He has no tongue but our tongue to tell them how he died. He has no help but our help to bring men to his side. What I learned from football is I've got to have the right foundation. What I learned from football is every person is important. There's a third thing that I learned from football. And this is what I learned. Is sometimes you're going to get hurt. Sometimes you're going to get hurt. Understand, football's not for sissies, but neither is life. Football is not for sissies, and neither is life. I walked a mile with pleasure, she chatted all the way, but left me none the wiser for all that she had to say. I walked a mile with sorrow, and not a word said she, but oh, the wiser I was when sorrow walked with me. I heard about a young boy that was playing for a high school football coach, and he ran off the field and he said, Coach, I think I broke my hand. The coach said, get back in there and play until you know for sure you have. Sometimes you're going to get hurt. Fred Arbanus, true story, played for the Kansas City Chiefs. He put a hit on a guy. And when he put the hit on the guy, his artificial eye popped out. He stuck it in water, put it back in. The referee, Tommy Bell, said to him, said, that's crazy. You don't need to be playing football. You've got one eye. What if you messed the other eye up? What if you lost your other eye? What would you do? He said, I guess I'd become a referee like you. Let me tell you, sometimes you go to the doctor, folks, and the doctor says, the cancer's gone. But sometimes you go to the doctor and the doctor says the cancer's there. Let me tell you something. Sometimes in life, you're going to have failure. So, Brother Benny, I'd never do what that person did. First of all, I wouldn't say that. I really wouldn't say that. You don't know under the right set of circumstances, the right set of pressure, the right time in your life. You really don't know what you do. I don't think I'd say that. You're going to have some failures in your life. You're going to be down emotionally. There's going to be people that you thought the world of. It's going to let you down. There's going to be people that they're so precious to you, and you're so loved, and they're going to let you down. There's going to be people abandon you that you never fathomed would abandon you. There's going to be people that's going to betray you and be disloyal to you that you never thought would betray you and be disloyal to you. You say, boy, Brother Benny, I was discouraged when I came in. Now I'm depressed. But all I want you to see is this, folks. Sometimes in life, you're going to get hurt. Just like, we think about these football players. You know what the average length of a career for a professional football player is? 3.3 years. 3.3 years. Because, see, they understand they're going to get hurt. And we got to understand sometimes in life, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to get hurt. But I want you to always remember this. You may get hurt. Somebody may hurt you. Somebody may disappoint you. Somebody may let you down. But God's never let you down. God's never let you down. God's never forsaken you. God will never disappoint you. God will never betray you. You just keep your eyes on the Lord. He's the author and finisher of your faith. I don't understand people when people say, well, I've lost confidence and I've lost confidence and I don't want to serve the Lord because of this person or that person. Let me tell you, folks, I've been doing it for 35 years. Don't be looking to any man. Don't be looking to any woman. Keep your eyes upon the Lord. I learned some things from football. Every person must have the right foundation. Every person is important. Sometimes you're going to get hurt. I'll tell you something else I've learned about football. A football must have the proper feeling. A football must have the proper feeling. See, if a football's right, it will weigh between 14 and 15 ounces, unless it's a Tom Brady football. But if a football's right, it's got to have the proper feeling. Let me tell you something. The Bible says this, folks. It's not a suggestion. It's not a suggestion. Ephesians 5 and 18. If you're saved, if you're a believer, raise your hand. Okay, praise God. I'm glad all of you are here. If you're a believer, this is what God said to the believers. This is me, this is you. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be ye filled with the Spirit. That's what that's what he said to us. Be ye filled with the Spirit. Because, see, folks, we desperately need the Holy Spirit. We desperately need the Holy Spirit. You said, Pastor Benny, I'm trying to overcome this. You can't overcome it on your own. You can't overcome it on your own. You can't get victory on your own. You need the Holy Spirit. In our marriages, let me tell you something. Can you imagine trying to play football with that? Can you imagine? You say, but Pastor, you can't. It's flat. That's how many of us are trying to live the Christian life. We're just flat. We're just flat. You said, Pastor Benny, my marriage, it's just flat. I'm not excited about church. It's just flat. I'm not excited about my job. It's just flat. Bottom line, friend, is we need a fresh filling of the Holy Spirit of God. I'm not talking about something mystical. I'm talking about a preacher that several times throughout the day, I say, God, I'm like this football. I so leak. With the world, flesh, and the devil, I so leak. And I need a fresh feeling. I need a fresh feeling of God's presence. In this new year, I need a fresh feeling of God's power. It's the Holy Spirit that's going to make all the difference, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Holy Spirit that can rejuvenate your life. It's the Holy Spirit. He's that person that can rejuvenate your family. You can't do it on your own. You're going to be flat. Years ago, Barbara got me this coat. I don't know if you've ever seen a coat like this. It's a magical coat. There's no coat like that coat. It's magical. It's magical. There's nothing like it. Watch this. Coat! Hold on. Coat! Erect yourself. Coat! Raise your right hand. Coat! Lift up the Bible. Coat! Erect yourself. Coat! Lift up your right hand. Coat! Lift up the Bible. Wait. You say, Benny, that's silly. It's you within the coat. What do you think I've been trying to preach to you? What do you think I've been trying to preach to you? The Spirit of the Lord clothed himself with Gideon. It's the Lord inside of us. It's not us. We're just flesh. But the Holy Spirit inside of us, we can do all things. Oh, a football. It's got to have the proper feeling. Gosh, I feel like I could take this thing and sling it, hit old Joe Westbury on the back row. The spiritual man could, but this fleshly man maybe can't. Let me tell you the last thing I learned about football. It can all end suddenly. It can all end suddenly. Some of you are, this will date me, but there was a quarterback named Joe Theismann years ago. Yeah, some of you. Big Joe dropped back in the pocket. But he didn't know Lawrence Taylor was right around the corner. And Lawrence put a hit on him. And Joe never got over it. Joe never played again. Because Kimbo, football can end suddenly. Let me tell you something as I close this message. Life can too. Life can too. Last two or three days, as our musicians are coming, I've been at five or six funeral homes. Got to go to two today. Just about every day I've been off, I've preached a funeral. Because this is what I've learned. Life can end suddenly. And what matters is being right with God. Because eternity is too long to be wrong. I learned from football that I've got to have the right foundation in life. I learned from football that every person's important. I'm not more important than anybody. And God needs everybody. I learned about football that sometimes you can't explain it, but in life sometimes you're going to get hurt. I learned from football that I've got to be continually filled with the Holy Spirit. And I learned from football that I better live every day to its fullest. I better let people around me know that I love them. I better maximize my relationships. I better be kind to people. I better express to people what they mean to me. Because it can all end suddenly. It can all end suddenly. There's some wonderful principles to be learned from that game.
Friend, I trust the message today has spoken to your heart. And if you've never accepted Christ as your personal Savior, I want to challenge you to do that today. It's the greatest decision you'll ever make. And I've often said, It's as simple as ABC. A stands for acknowledge. You've got to acknowledge that you're a sinner. B stands for believe. You've got to believe that Christ and His blood was shed on the cross for your sin. And then C, you simply must confess your sins to Him. I want to encourage you right now to repeat a simple prayer with me. I'll pray the prayer. You repeat it with me if you'd like to accept Christ as your personal Savior. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. But God, I'm sorry for my sin. I'm so sorry. I want to change. I believe that You died for my sin, and I confess my sin to You right now. Come into my heart, Lord, and forgive me of all my sin. Now thank You, Lord, for forgiving me. Thank You for coming in to my life. Amen. Friend, congratulations on the greatest decision that you'll ever make. And I want you to know, this decision is not based on how you feel right now, because God's not a feeling. He's a fact. This decision is based on the fact that you have done what God's Word says you must do to have eternal life. So congratulations on the greatest decision you'll ever make, and thank you for being with us today. God bless you, and we'll see you soon.